Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Some more helpful texts coming in. Dusty, grab the brisket breakfast burrito at Bucky's Brioche.
Yeah, sounds good, right?
I do have a 2-hour and 35-minute drive home. I hope I can make it, especially after what we'll partake before and after the game on Saturday to go see Cags in Springfield. Somebody bringing up some more mascot fights, the werewolf or a vampire.
The vampire, because it will bite you and just suck all your blood out.
Mel Kiper. Come on, man. The werewolf's strong guy. You know, werewolves are nice guys. Going back to the old days. Used to be called the Dirty Werewolf. We retired that name 2 years ago on After Hours. And then someone also brings in, for mascots of Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey show, Rob Maloney or Jay Binkley?
Well, Maloney would kick Binkley's ass.
Jay's not a fighter.
Maloney, he owns bars.
Yeah,
that guy's been in a couple of scraps.
Yeah. Ask Jay about Neil Jones.
Well, that's different.
Okay. Neil Jones or a breakfast burrito from McDonald's?
Breakfast burrito from McDonald's.
No, it didn't stand a chance from what I saw. That guy looked like Joey Chestnut that day. But it is time for Richard of the Week. Mm-hmm. You growing boy.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Richard of the Week, sponsored by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, proud partner of the Kansas City Royals. Each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and the best part is zero bubbles. Bob, what airline is the Richard of the Week this week?
It is Southwest Airlines this week.
Exactly.
This one's been percolating for a week.
Richard Air.
That's right. Yes. Richard Air. Here we go.
Richard Airlines. Go ahead.
Ears weren't the only thing popping on a Southwest Airlines flight Saturday when one passenger allegedly stripped naked and pooped on her seat, according to NBC5 Chicago.
Oh. Ouch. On the plane.
That's right.
Southwest's fault.
Well, it's not Southwest's fault at all, but
just
I mean,
the passenger.
It's the passenger. Yeah. I mean, this is why, you know, let's raise the prices where people who poop and take their pants off can't afford to fly. I'm fine with that, right? We don't need people like this flying. According to a statement from Southwest Airlines, flight 418 from Philly to Chicago was met by a law enforcement and medical personnel who responded to a situation involving a customer. A source with knowledge of the situation, other passenger probably, passenger had to be had removed her clothing and defecated on the seat, forcing the plane to be taken out of service for cleaning. Our teams are reaching out to those on board to apologize. Imagine if she's in that middle seat and you're sitting on either side of this woman who just decides to take her clothes off and poop on the seat in the middle of the flight. Southwest announced this month it will reduce capacity later this year and expects revenue to dip. I can't imagine why. So that's my Richard of the Week. This woman who decided that, you know, the airline was her toilet and just took her pants off and pooped on her seat.
Good hell. Oh.
People suck, man. They really do.
That's brutal.
Mac locked, cocked, and ready to rock.
If seats had toilets.
Dusty, you can go next, brother.
All right. Mine is J.J. Richard.
That's fitting.
J.J. Redick, man. Richard of the Week. For multiple reasons. One, you got the job. Your buddy, who you sip vino with and do a podcast with, pulled for you to be this coach. You buckled under the pressure once again. Hearing Nick Wright yesterday talk about what he said to think about J.J. Redick. Clutch moments. Not J.J.'s biggest moments. College and March Madness games, not the greatest at times. Lakers, not the best at sometimes. And then he goes on record as saying, we've got to get into championship shape. That is 100% a shot at the future of your franchise, who you were gifted in Luka Doncic.
He didn't say that.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
They ought to fire him.
He said they need to get more championship shape. And that was a direct shot towards Luka Doncic, where we get a lot of, you know, bad, evil texts and tweets from people. And we have one of two options, ignore it or address it. J.J. Redick and everybody in L.A. has all, we've heard it in the Midwest. Luka's fat. Luka's out of shape. Luka's this. Could he be in better shape? Possibly. But it's not your coach who you're supposed to go to war for joining the crowd and being part of that noise. Have your teammates back, because what are you going to do? You're going to find yourself losing all credibility, all respect of your teammates. And if it is end
of
time.
Did he have any of that, do you think?
Yeah, LeBron. And maybe he had people's, you know, respect, maybe. But like when you join the crowd of negativity and let it be part of your now faux pas of your team, like J.J. Redick, that's a Richard move. Like you got to be like, hey, I've got to be better. I've got to get this team more prepared. I've got to get better in the playoffs and be more precise. Because what do we say all the time? Managers in baseball are irrelevant to the playoffs. And once the playoffs start, managers become very important. It's kind of the same with the NBA. Like 82-game schedule, coaches are only going to be a key factor in that. We looked at Tibbs the other night when they lost the game because he didn't get Brunson and those guys in.
Yeah.
That then they go to a timeout, he draws up a play. That was all coaching right there. Draw a play where you can see the weakness and get an open shot. They hit the three. J.J. Redick, Richard of the Week from one Dusty Likens. You've got to take ownership. You've got to be a coach. This showed immaturity. This showed like you're going towards the masses and not sticking to your team. Because how many times do we see when Patrick Mahomes was losing games because his receivers were dropping the ball? I've got to put my teammates in a better position.
Well, he's not a leader, J.J. Redick. Leaders give everybody else the credit and take all the blame. And that's what leaders do. That's what you do in that situation, right? Mm-hmm. You know, when things go good with your company, your boss better be crediting everybody that works at that company. When things go bad, that's his or her fault. That's what leaders do. And if you're not willing to do that, then you're not a leader. And J.J. Redick, like, fighting with the media before the game, this stuff after the game, I don't know that J.J. Redick is necessarily a leader. He could be a coach, but he's not going to be a leader. You need to be a leader if you're going to be the head of an organization.
They did have a pretty good season, to be fair to J.J. Redick.
Is he still going to win Coach of the Year?
No, he was never going to win Coach of the Year. I think
he was the favorite for a while.
How do you not have a good year with LeBron in the end? It's the NBA with LeBron. I mean, I could have had a good year. Now you're in the playoffs.
No. This team has missed the playoffs. They've been first round exits. They don't have a bench. They don't have a center. And they were the 3 seed in the West.
You still have arguably the best player on planet Earth in LeBron James.
No,
and then
he's
you
not
got
arguably
the second
best player,
best player in Luka out there. Like, you got to do better than that.
Thought they did pretty well.
Nobody remembers first round losers.
No, yeah, exactly. They wouldn't have made the first round if it weren't for J.J. Redick.
But maybe if LeBron actually let a real leader in there to be the head coach of the team instead of trying to be the boss of everything all the time and brought somebody in that would hold people accountable instead of just being a yes man for LeBron James, maybe they would have better outcomes and maybe he'd have more championships. Well, you think? Do you think Phil Jackson was Richard
of the week because he's holding someone accountable?
No, but he's not... He's not holding them accountable in the right way.
Yeah, that's fine.
There's a way to do things behind the scenes. In front, you got to, Dusty's right. You got to accept the blame. It's on me, man. I'm the coach. Everything runs through me. You don't go out there and say, we need to be in better shape.
Yeah, I'm with you. JJ's made mistakes, no doubt. And some of them were substitution related for sure and on the floor. But I'd still say he overachieved with that roster. LeBron James is my Richard of the week to stay close to the Lakers. Because they ask him about, playing center in this series. And he's like, well, no comment. My guy AD said something. And then he was gone the next week. Kind of like also poking against his guy, Anthony Davis, who didn't choose to be traded. And also poking against his organization. And it's like, you got Luka Doncic, man. And one of the biggest fleeces of all time. Like, I know you don't have a center and it sucks. And that is their fault.
When did the NBA get back to a center league?
it's shifted quickly. It's right? Like running backs in the NFL. Yeah. You need a big man.
That's a good comparison.
Yeah, need a big man.
Because that's everybody's fear for Golden State.
Yep, no rim protection.
If they've got to go into the next round and play, who is it? Clippers.
Oh, they'll play Minnesota. They'll play Ant-Man.
Who beat the Lakers.
Yeah.
And now Rudy Gobert could be, over rebounds every single game.
Yes.
And the number will be at like 13.
And there's no one in the paint to stop Anthony Edwards from rising up and slamming. So, yeah, that'd be mine. That whole Lakers organization does need some accountability.
Why LeBron, though?
Because he called out front office. Because he called out front office.
Frustration, AD. Yeah. Like, dude, you got Luka Doncic in the biggest fleece ever. Sorry you had to play center.
Yeah. It is what it is. Richard of the week. Lady takes a dump on an airline. J.J. Redick calls out a guy for being fat. And again, I don't mind him saying we got to get in better shape. But that's, I think, something you do, like Bob said, behind closed doors.
I agree. Oh, I agree.
And I don't think that you, because like it's low-hanging fruit to the media.
Oh, of course it is.
No, I agree. I just wanted to give him his flowers where it was due. I thought it was a good year overall for JJ.
Because the text line says, so a coach calls out a player for being out of shape and JJ earns Richard of the Week for that. Maybe Luka needs to think about actually doing that for the first time in his life and playing defense. Hashtag soft body.
But how do you think
and then I got called wolf nuts again.
How do you think you're going to get the most out of somebody? Do you think you're going to get the most out of a player or a person? Like, think about you and your life, okay? No matter what you do for a living, you're at a meeting with your office. And the boss gets up there in front of everybody and says, Steve, you suck, man. You haven't been doing squat around here. Everybody's been pulling weight for you. You're awful. And I'm not talking about Spectre. I just made the name up, Steve, right? And you get called out. Is that going to make that guy work harder? Is that going to make you? No, you're going to immediately go look for another job. You're going to check out and you're going to say, F you, man. I'm out. I'm going to go do something else. And I'm going to find a place that wants me. Now, if you pull that person aside behind the closed doors and say, hey, I know you've been struggling a little bit. What can I do to help? Like, you've got to approach this differently. You've got to approach things with kindness and compassion. And that's the way the world is now. Like it or not. You know, back in the day, bosses used to rip people and tear people down. That doesn't fly anymore. People are not motivated by fear. They're not motivated by people getting in their face and yelling at them anymore. They check out. And especially NBA players. Luka Doncic earned more in that game than J.J. Redick probably made all year. Why is he going to listen to this slappy, right? We're not going to listen to you. Okay, I'm not going to listen to you. But you do it the right way. You handle things the right way. Then you win those players over, man. This is not a hard thing to do. But these dopes that are in professional sports let their ego get in the way so many times. And so many people have their undoing because of their GD ego, as opposed to just checking it and doing what's best and what's right. And J.J. Redick will be gone before you know it, too. Back to doing his podcast.
I just saw on the Hater Report on X, it says Cade Cunningham with the Detroit Pistons season on the line. It's a picture of Eric Andre.
Oh, jeez. Oh, he was so good. That's too bad. People close to LeBron James aren't ruling out the possibility of him finishing his career elsewhere, per The Athletic.
Say that again. Just came out. They're not worried?
They are not ruling out the possibility of him finishing his career elsewhere.
Oh, Sham said something. He was coming back, I guess. But when's his career going to finish? This is getting Aaron Rodgers. Like, every year a basketball season ends, and we got to talk about if LeBron's coming back.
Difference is LeBron's good.
Well, yes. But still, I mean, he's as narcissistic as Aaron Rodgers is. Put them in a room together, they'll talk about themselves. That's what Ross Tucker, I give Ross Tucker a lot of credit, too, on Good Morning Football, saying Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to play. He just wants the attention.
One last Richard of the Week. This one's deep. From the 816. Richard of the Week is my now ex-boss's boss who tried to hook up with my wife last night at a bar until I walked in and found out. He ran out like a cheetah, but I got a few shots in. Oh, boy. Good thing he's not your current boss. So there you go. Then somebody says, my current boss still cusses people out weekly. Yeah, and also has the ability to give your flowers.
Yeah, but that's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I've worked with people like that. That guy sucks. Beat that ass. That's called bipolar. Mm. You never know what you're going to get when you go in on a day and what that person's going to be like, and you're on eggshells the entire time. F that guy.
I thought that was a box of chocolates.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.